As of this morning, the death toll in Myanmar continues to climb. Yet the military junta is still keeping out all but a trickle of international aid. Myanmar's military rulers are under increasing pressure to let aid workers into the country following last weekend's deadly cyclone. The United Nations reported that two of its planes filled with food and medicine landed in the country, with more due to follow later today. U.S. officials say they're standing by, still waiting for Myanmar's government to allow American military planes carrying relief supplies to go in there. Sherry Villarosa is the U.S. chargé d'affaires in Myanmar's capital. She's predicting the death toll could reach 100,000 because no one has been able to reach much of the hard-hit Delta region, and what is known keeps getting worse.
Every day, the government is revising upward their figures of dead. Their most recent figures are 23,000 dead and 42,000 missing. Most of the missing people, we fear, were swept out to sea. So we do think that the figures could climb.
The U.S. wants to send in aid and also get permission to have its military planes fly in relief supplies. Where is that now? How far has the U.S. gotten in getting anything in at all?
We have already dispersed $250,000 to three U.N. organizations already here on the ground. The president has announced that he's making available another $3 million, plus that there is more in addition to that. And then many, many other countries around the world have also announced a willingness to donate many millions of dollars worth of goods and commodities. The problem has been that the disaster assistance experts that can come in, quickly see what is needed where, figure out the logistics, they're not letting those people in yet. The United States has requested a disaster assistance response team be permitted to enter. I understand the UN has gotten in four of the many people that they are asking to come in to help. But this is going to be a massive relief effort.
Now, I just heard you say only four UN, one might call aid workers, or those trying to get aid into the country, four have gotten in. What is holding this up? What is the government saying it's doing?
Many countries have urged them to grant visas for these other people that are standing by waiting. We have a 10-person team standing by in Bangkok ready to come in.
I know you're a diplomat, but at this point in time, how stunning is that, that so little aid and really aid workers that you can count on one hand are getting in there?
This is a very strange country. My hope is that as the generals realize the scale of this calamity, that they will eventually decide that they are going to need international assistance in order to get the relief to the millions of Burmese victims.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Sherry Villarosa is the U.S. chargé d'affaires in Myanmar. She spoke to us this morning from the country's capital, Yangon.